All right, we were talking to the Norwalk offensive players who were named to the All-State team here just a couple weeks ago. To start off here, let's go around the table, have each state your name, your grade, and your position. We'll start with you over here.
Dylan Ray, junior, receiver.
I'm Braden Carlson, also a junior and a receiver.
Noah Mulford, junior, O-line.
All right, so three juniors. Dylan, we'll start with you. Tell me what it meant to you and I guess what your reaction was when you found out you made the All-State team.
I was just in class and Landon, our quarterback, texted me and congratulated me. And I had no idea yet. Then he sent me the link and I found out. I wasn't expecting second team. I kind of just wanted to make third team and call it there. But the fact that I made second team, I was pretty happy about that.
Yeah. How about you, Braden?
I was in the same class with Dylan and I hadn't got the news yet. And Dylan broke it to me that I made the team for state. And very excited on how it went, and got some congratulations from the coaches, and that was it.
Yeah. Noah, how about you?
Yeah, it was pretty much the same as Dylan. I was just sitting in class, and Landon texted me. He's like, congratulations on All-State. And I was like, what? And then he texted me the link, and then I looked at it, and I thought it was pretty cool and surprising, and it was nice to get noticed for that.
So he knew it before all you guys.
He knew it before. Yeah.
He texted
nice. All right. Well, let's see. Dylan, we'll go back to you for this one. I guess talk about what it meant to be part of such a talented receiving corps here this year for the Norwalk football team.
Yeah, for sure. Last year we had a lot of people to look up to, with Chase, Ethan, and Nick. They really taught us a lot. And then this year we could kind of take it on our own and use it for the underclassmen below us. And we had a great senior leader, Kay Campbell, really a hard worker. He really showed us what really means to be a receiver here. It was just fun to be part of.
Yeah. How about you, Braden?
Yeah, he said it best, but adding on to that, we were a good group together. Like, everyone got along. If you had to make mistakes, it was a good time to make mistakes because everyone would help each other up, and just a good group to be around.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Noah, let's talk about the offensive line a little bit here. Talk about how you were able to be a leader among the guys up front there.
Yeah, so it was returning last year from our season. It was just me and Justin Hayes, and we weren't sure where we were going to go. So it was about February we started getting together, going out to eat with this new group where we didn't even know any of them. But as the time we got to know each other, and then we found our starters about like right before week one, which would be Ben Leakey. I forgot the rest. Anyway, Ben Leakey, Grant Kimball, me, Justin. There we go. And, yeah, we just – every Wednesday we go out to eat, bond, not talk about football, but just get together, and that's kind of what helped us and helped me be a leader, made it easy because we're all together all the time.
Very nice. All right, let's go back to Dylan here. What are maybe some of the top moments or maybe highlights of the season from your perspective?
Number one was probably Braden making the game-winning catch first game of Dennis Pella. Just a great feeling because we didn't get that many wins the year before. Personally, one of my catches against Carlisle was for a touchdown, and I don't know, it felt pretty good seeing all the crowd just cheer and everything. All the home games, incredible experience. Can't really list them in order.
Yeah. Braden, how about you? Maybe some top moments from the season.
I don't have any specific moments, but the Indianola game, that was one of the best experiences of my football career. And just beating a team that you came in as the underdog, there's not a better feeling than that. And just the feeling after of like having everyone contributed and like just knowing that you won the game together.
And how about you, Noah?
Yeah, so I'd probably say my favorite moment was from week two. We played at Lincoln, and we're about – middle end of the game and the lights turn off, so we're all really confused standing on the field for like an hour. No one knows what's going on. We think we're going to play tomorrow. We think we're not going to play. Tie. But then we go back to home. We got all of our fans in the stands run on the field, and it was just really fun, exciting night.
Yeah. All right, so Dylan, you were a second-year starter this year, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so talk about maybe some strides you made from last year to this year in helping lead the team.
Yeah, so me and Braden switched off every drive, I think, last year, so we're both technically starters, and then this year, it wasn't as much of competitive between me and him. We're both able to start, so we can both really lead by example. He does things better than me, and sometimes I excel in other other parts, so we can really show the underclassmen certain parts of what to do and how to really improve your receiver game. But, yeah.
All right. Braden, I know you got a lot more touches this year than you did last year. Talk about that and the strides you were able to make this year.
Yeah. Last year we were behind a good group of seniors. It was difficult to get the ball, but that's what we had to do. We had to make blocks and stuff like that to get them going. And this year we were the bigger ones, and there was a younger class below us because they hadn't played minus Cade. And we just, me, Dylan and I and Cade, since we knew what we had to do to get the younger people involved and just helping them get where they needed by the season for next.
All right. Noah, of course, we don't have as many stats to go off of for the offensive line, but I guess from your perspective, talk about some things that you were able to improve on throughout the season.
I mean, so sophomore year, I was about, going into that, I got up to 340 pounds, so I could not move very well in my sophomore year of football, so I wasn't that good because I wasn't able to actually play the whole game. I'd had to rotate because I couldn't move like that. So the offseason, I lost a little bit of weight, and I was able to move, and so that's pretty much what helped a lot. I got a lot quicker this year and helped me make blocks and get to linebackers and whatnot.
All right. Dylan, let's talk about some of the other extracurriculars you're involved in. Now, you said track. Is there anything else?
No, this is the first year I'm not doing basketball. Just football and track right now.
All right. What's the outlook then for the track season?
What? Sorry?
What's the outlook for the track season then? I know it's kind of down the road a ways.
Yeah. Got some goals I want to make, some PRs I want to hit. I know Coach Ram will work with me a lot on that. Want to make state for sure. Drake would be really nice. Just a lot of competing in the offseason.
Mm-hmm. Should have asked this earlier, but Dylan, we'll stick with you. So you got back to the playoffs here this year after a rough season back in 2020. Talk about what that meant for you and the team to be able to get back to the playoffs here this year.
Yeah, coming into the season, I really had no idea what we were going to be. I thought we were losing a ton of seniors, a ton of playmakers, so I didn't think we would be as good as we were this year, but I was very wrong. A lot of the guys stepped up, and we were able to make plays. It was just a really good feeling for going 2-6 to 6-1 at one point in the season, and just continuing to build off that, and it's going to be a factor next year.
All right, Braden, your thoughts on making it back to the playoffs?
Yeah, just like Dylan said, going 2-6 wasn't the ideal way to end the season, and just making it to the playoffs. I guess we did make it to the playoffs in 2020, but
Miss Branham, please report to the counseling center.
Knowing
Ms.
that
Branham, please report
to
the counseling center.
Instead of just having it given to you was a great feeling.
And how about you, Noah?
Yeah, I mean, kind of going along with Braden, it's a wonderful opportunity that we got to have going off that season. Because also what Dylan said, how we had no idea coming in because we had two returning starting linemen, like two receivers, new quarterback that stepped up, and people stepped up, and yeah, it's awesome.
All right. Braden, we'll go to you. I asked Dylan about his other extracurriculars. I know you're in basketball. What else are you in?
I'm in basketball and track as well.
Okay. So basketball season, of course, has started up. Yep. What are your thoughts there?
A little rough game last night, but it's only up from there, getting better and improving and just getting better, I guess.
Right. And how about you, Noah?
Yeah, so last year I used to play basketball. I was more of a bench player, you know, supported the friends. And then this year I decided to go out for wrestling, and I thought it was a very good choice. I've already, felt like I'm better, just stronger, more athletic. And then I do track also, just throw. I wouldn't say I really have goals in those like they do. I'm more there to stay in shape, and I just focus on football for the most part.
Nice. All right, one more thing before we wrap up here. You're all juniors. So, Dylan, let's talk about maybe some goals and some, I guess, the outlook you have for next football season then.
I have some pretty high expectations next year. We're all going to be bigger, faster, stronger. We're going to have some underclassmen step up next year, I really feel like. I think we're going to go pretty far into the playoffs, and everybody wants to go to the Dome, but not everybody wants to work for it, and I think we all want to work for it.
All right. Braden, how about you?
Yeah, expectations for the team making it to the Dome and just some personal goals to gain some weight and get stronger and faster and help, like, help not only myself out, but the whole team by pushing them to get better as well.
And Noah, what's your outlook for next year?
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a whole new feeling because last year, you know, we didn't really know what's going on, but now we kind of have an idea what's going on next year. So, I mean, I'd say a goal is just almost just be a team, you know, make sure we do team bonding things and all this stuff outside of football because, you know, we got the football part for the most part, and now just how good of a team can we be with each other.
All right. Very nice. Well, that's been Norwalk's offensive All-State players. Appreciate the time, guys, and congrats on the honors.
Thank you.
Thank you.